That's it as far as my announcements. You got a question, a comment?
San Antonio is October 16th through the 18th.
Thank you. October 16th through the 18th. 16th, 17th, and 18th. Middle of the month in October. Thank you.
And also...
Star 6. Star 6 on your phone line will open up your line if you've got a question or comment. Okay, then go ahead.
Also, for the San Antonio Convention, there is a more specific website which will also give you hotels in the area. 5pillarsrising.com. The number 5pillarsrising.com.
Thank you. I'm going to write that one down. 5pillarsrising.com.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, out of curiosity, is there anybody on the line right now that did not receive that survey a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay. So there are some of us. All right.
Brian, okay. I did not receive it. Good morning, Van.
Good morning, Justine. Well, I feel for you, and I don't know if it's because your email wasn't on file with Nathan or what the status was, but if you'll, like I said, if you'll pop me an email, have Ronnie pop me an email. I will do my best in a timely fashion to pass that on to you.
Hey, thank you.
Certainly, Sam. Oh, I said receive it either, so.
You didn't receive it either, Shirley?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Van. Thank you for sharing.
You're very welcome, Justine. Any other questions, comments?
I hope you have a very safe, happy trip and a safe trip home.
Oh, yeah. No, we are looking, as much as I'm not looking forward to leaving this wonderful facility here, but we are looking forward to the drive home and lots of adventures en route, for sure.
Good.
So, then, what was your car seat story?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. One of the things, I mentioned this last Saturday because I got to do just an overnight test run on the car seat. But when we got down here to Southern California, I forgot the first day, and it didn't get unpacked as we got checked in here to the resort. And so the first night, I didn't sleep with it. And woke up the next morning, and we were already in California Adventure, the second Disneyland theme park here. And we were walking around for probably half an hour, 40 minutes, and I looked at Stacy and I said, oh, Brian, Chance, did you throw the Magflex in your bag there? And she said, no. And I went, oh, okay, because I could really use it. It took about 2-3 hours for my lower back issues to kind of work themselves out, and I think it was mostly to do with the fact that I will not go out in public without the M-stripes in my shoes. But that afternoon, I went back down to the car to grab it and put it underneath my, you know, the bed where we were sleeping. And it completely, within just a few minutes' time, changed the dynamics of everything. And so for the past few mornings, being able to wake up without any issue whatsoever because of having that underneath me all night long, I'll tell you, and as Stacy commented to me last night, she said, yeah, there's a big hole on my side of the bed. And she said, I don't know, somebody who was larger than us has been sleeping in this bed, or too many people have been sleeping in this bed. She said, there's a big hole. She said, be careful if you get your clothes made, because we're both going to fall into it. I thought it was so ironic because when I crawled back up on top of, or I slid back over onto the car seat, the Kinko seat 2, it's the greatest portable sleep system. But I'll tell you, it works really, really handy for being on the go for a single night, or a few nights in a facility where you can't take your whole sleep system. It's absolutely the second best thing that I could ever imagine having or sleeping on, just because it provides the spider-wrap technology right where the body needs it. And I encourage everybody, if you are traveling, especially on a long drive, maybe that's why the drive didn't seem so long to me. It's about 17, 18 hours from Portland to Los Angeles, and we broke it up. And even with the traffic and people driving 80 miles an hour down here, it has been really, really relaxing sitting on that seat. I cannot even imagine not having it. Matter of fact, yesterday, just doing a little bit of drive from Anaheim to Irvine, it was awkward not having the seat because I didn't take it down to the van with us. But absolutely phenomenal. And if you don't have one, I would put it on your bucket list or your wish list on your next group of products that you're going to order. Or better yet, sponsor two people and let Nikon buy you one. And that's what I really regret not buying one almost 2 years ago when they upgraded and they first introduced it. Because I thought, well, I'll just wait when, you know, when one of our Steve Christians dies or doesn't work, then that's when I'll make that investment. And, boy, that was a silly mistake on my part because I should have bought this thing a long time ago. And I'm looking forward to getting back home and being able to, you know, where I sit and do most of my Nikon work, whether on the computer or phone, I'm looking forward to putting that on that seat. Because it's a total game changer. It is a total different seat going from what we used to have with the single pole magnet to the Spider-Rem technology in a way it's, there's no way I can do what we've been doing here the last 2 days without sleeping on that. So, can't encourage you enough. Those of you who have not upgraded, to the new sleep, not only to the new sleep system, but, in the meantime, that this Ginkgo seat is phenomenal. And I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but a couple weeks ago I talked to a gentleman who has two seat cushions that he bought from another company. It was not Nikon, and he paid $600 a piece for them. So 143 for a Ginkgo seat, two, or 141, that's a steal of a deal for what we get.
Ben.
Any other questions? Yes, go ahead.
Alan, I missed that Focus on Growth for the CD. I didn't have my pen handy.
The phone number? The
yes.
Phone number 1-800-496-8508.
496-8508.
That's it. Yeah, and obviously, like I mentioned, they're not in the office today, but you can leave a message, and they'll either call you back or give as much details and information as you want to, and they'll drop it in the mail to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Again,
well,
if you didn't... Yes, go ahead.
This is Jerry Adams. I deal a lot with fog, and if they will send in an internet order, they will honor it Monday morning, first thing. They just go to www.focusongrowth.com, which is all spelled out, and they will process those first thing Monday morning.
$20.
$20 is what it costs for the CD plus.
Okay, it's $20 plus shipping then, okay.
Right.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. And by the way, if I didn't mention this, if you question or comment, *6 on your phone line will demute or open up your line. *6.
Vance, would you mind giving that their email address that he just gave?
You mean the website for Focus
yeah.
on Growth?
Yeah.
It's simply those three words together, focus
okay.
on growth.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I just had one of my consultants have me order her one of those seats because she travels all the time And boy, is this good news to me.
Yeah, whether you're on a plane or driving, it is, it really, really is, quite unique. And I know, I mean, I think back to driving as much as I used to do 20 years ago when I worked, when Jason and I worked for an organization, every weekend we were on the road. The Kinko's seat was fantastic, but it was not like what this one is. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. Just absolutely phenomenal.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that, though.
You're very, very welcome. Very,
Dan?
Very welcome. Yes.
This is Barb. I just ordered my Cindamori CDs yesterday. If you order 10 or more, they're 15.
Yeah.
Just so people know. They're 20 normally, but if you order 10 or more, they're 15.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 10 or more, they're 15. So if you want a bundle of 10 or more. Okay, now this is where I wanted to do the call from this morning, was out here on a six-story pavilion or patio, and my key wouldn't open the door. For those of you who have been to Disney's California Adventure, I'm literally 20 feet from the edge of the park, but six stories up now. And looking at the big Mickey Ferris wheel and the California Screamin' roller coaster, our hotel is literally right next door, and this is what we've been falling asleep to every night, is hearing people scream as they descend on the roller coaster, and then all the lights. And, do you ever have the opportunity to stay at the California Disney, Grand Californian Hotel? Can't recommend it enough. And, tomorrow morning, Ken and I, Barb, you would really enjoy this. We're going to do a power walk at 7 a.m. around the park before it opens to the public. We thought, well, that would be fun. Let's take that in.
Neat.
But they won't let us bring cameras or video.
Are you doing it in your car to your stride?
I did not pack the cardio strides with me. I should have, but I didn't know this option was available, to guests who are staying here. I don't know if it's a new thing or what, but, Kenneth said, oh daddy, Kenneth has had a fascination since we got here. There are 120 cats, as in felines, that Disney lets roam free on the property here. They feed them. But there was a mouse population that was growing out of control, so they brought in all these cats. And Kenna has been obsessed with finding them. She only found one so far. This is the warped mind of our 15-year-old. Any other comments, questions? Got 4 minutes till the top of the hour when I sign off.
You were speaking, Vance, this is Shirley again. I was fortunate enough that I purchased the demo new pad, you know?
Uh-huh.
The demo size. And, of course, I'm by myself, so on my queen-size bed, I have the thick mattress that came out. I have the Intellirest on top of that because I thought that was a total cat's meow. And now I got this demo pad, and I tell you, it isn't going nowhere because it's mine. And I can't even walk in my bedroom, but I'm so, it's just like saying, Shirley, come here, Shirley, come here. It is that comfortable, and I'm asleep instantly upon laying down.
And Shirley, this is the new Nature Rest with the SpiderM technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. It's totally different. The RAM technology was fantastic. But the SpiderM technology is so incredibly much better.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, those of us who have done the survey and those of us who were in Vegas in October at the last convention, I'm wondering how they're going to top that, or if they're going to integrate the SpiderRAM technology into this new mattress that they're working on. But we shall see. We shall wait and see. And for those of you who are thinking, oh man, I thought Nikan said they were getting out of the mattress business, the response from people over the years dictates or mandates that Nikan provide this option, because there's a lot of folks out there that, number one, their mattress that they're sleeping on is too old and they want a full mattress replacement. And then number two, they would just rather upgrade to a new mattress rather than go down to a mattress store and get a mattress and then also put the NatureRest topper on top of it. And technology has changed. And I don't remember, I'm sure somebody could jump on the line and remind me what the difference in this, but I don't think they provided that much information to us of what's in this new mattress that's uniquely different than what we're sleeping on with the NatureRest. But and I don't have any date. I wish I did, or any speculation of when they are going to release this to as a new option. We just kind of wait and see. But don't take it from me. Don't take it from Shirley or anybody else that's utilizing the Kinko C2 or the new NatureRest with the SpiderRAM. Check it out for yourself. And because it, what'd you call it, Shirley? The cat meow? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, gang, if there's nobody, no other questions or comments,
well,
I'm going to sign off.
Oh, go ahead, Shirley. I had so many sleep issues before. It was just unreal. So now people get after me because I don't know enough to go to bed at night. And I said, with that new NatureRest pad on there, I don't require much sleep now. So I got things to do and places to go and people to see. So.
Yeah. And Shirley, remind us of your age again.
I will be 76 now, June 10th, so.
76 here in a couple weeks. Okay.
Got it.
Well, Dan?
Yes.
Two thoughts that I had, and one, the first one was, remember at the convention how they had us go through and carefully evaluate different softness and firmness on the mattresses
when
we laid on them? Back, was it the last convention or the one before? I don't remember. Anyway, they had us evaluate which one we liked best. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, I remember.
Okay, that was one. Being very careful about, you know, getting everybody's opinion. And number two is reason for mattress. Well, you know, it makes me feel kind of strange when somebody says, well, I've got to go get a new mattress, and do they have a mattress? Well, we have to send them someplace else. I mean, they do want a mattress underneath the topper, right?
Well, it beats putting it on top of a box spring or something.
Or on top of a board where ours is right now.
Yep. Yeah, and the price range from what I saw in that survey was not anything over the top compared to what I've talked to people who bought a Select Comfort or a Posturepedic or a Sealy. Mattresses these days, good quality ones, are not cheap.
Well, try this, but one of our Silvers told me the other day that she just read about one that, I guess it was a celebrity, I can't remember whether she even said who it was, not by name anyway, had purchased a $48,000 mattress.
$48,000?
That topped anything I had heard. $48,000 mattress. Now that's not every day, of course, but,
holy,
you know, when you compare it to that kind of a range, and did it have our technologies in it? How could it?
No. Well, you could buy a really nice luxury car and sleep in that, and I would sleep pretty good in a luxury car for $48,000. Goodness
sakes. Yeah, you could almost have a Tesla, and it's big enough to put a twin pad in the back. We know about that, don't we?
Oh, my goodness. Well, gang, we're at the top of the hour. Thank you for all of you who have contributed, comments, and don't miss the kickoff call Monday night, 6 p.m. All the information, the phone number, I'm sorry I did not write it down to give it to you, but it's on the website. And those of you in the Rogers organization, thanks for another banner stellar month, and looking forward to blasting right into June with even more conviction. And if you've not looked at, I should have mentioned this, if you've not looked at the latest, I mentioned this last week, we've doubled, absolutely doubled the numbers for the Two for the Win in April. I don't know what the May results were, but I know it's just, it's growing. It's growing and growing and growing, and this is such a fantastic promotion. And so take advantage of it. All the details are online. Talk to those folks who are in your upline who are promoting this, because it's just a phenomenal thing to get people booked in to meet them. So have a great weekend, everybody. I look forward to talking to you next Saturday from back home in Corbett, Oregon. And I think that's it. So we'll talk to you guys real soon. And those of you who did not receive that survey, don't forget, email us, and I'll pass it on to you when we get back home, or as soon as I get time to get to the computer. All right? So thanks again, everyone. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vance. God bless.